Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is a special episode previewing something that's going on at San Diego Comic-Con, something that's been part of the convention for a long time, namely DeviantArt. And I have Justin Maller here from DeviantArt to kind of let everybody know what DeviantArt is, what they have going on at the show, and maybe a way that some of you aspiring artists can sort of take that next step. So welcome to the show, Justin. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Jace. I'm excited.
Yeah, so DeviantArt's been around for a long time, and I want to kind of dive into the nuts and bolts of it. You can give us kind of the abbreviated secret origin, how the site came about. But before we do that, I always like to ask people when they come on for the first time kind of about their secret origin. So how did you find your way into this situation with art, sequential art, comics? Like, did you grow up reading it? Was art always something you wanted to pursue?
So I found myself with a copy of Photoshop back in 1998. A classmate of mine gave me a copy of it, and I started fooling around with it. You know, Photoshop has a very steep learning curve. So I was very, very bad for a very, very long time. But you know, I really enjoyed doing it. And by 2001, I was starting to get the urge to get better and really try and stretch my legs with it. You know, previously in life, I'd been mainly writing and acting and stuff. Art was a late development for me. I was, sort of 14, 15 when I got started with the digital stuff. And somewhat serendipitously, that day in 2001, I actually found my way to DeviantArt. That was the place for digital art back then. And I ended up on the site after searching for tutorials on how to do something in terrible taste. I think I was trying to make a somewhat realistic looking chains in Photoshop. That's what I wanted to learn how to do. And one of the tutorials I found linked me to DA. So I signed up, and oh my goodness, did that decision have some ramifications on my life.
Yeah, eventually leading you to the point where you're at now. So for those of our listeners who maybe aren't familiar with DeviantArt, when someone comes up and asks you, well, what exactly is DeviantArt? What's kind of your overall very broad explanation? Because, DeviantArt is different things to different people, but in general terms, let's say.
That's very true, yeah. So DeviantArt is an online community of artists. I think that's the simplest way to say it. A lot of stuff happens under that umbrella. A lot of different sort of avenues of creativity are explored. But the simplest way to say it, online community of artists. People just sharing their work, giving each other feedback and critique, and enjoying browsing a massive selection of work.
Yeah, and when you came across it late 90s, early 2000s, it had already been there. What are kind of the origins of DeviantArt itself? How did it get started?
So DeviantArt actually launched in 2000. It was a project undertaken by Angelo Satira and Scott Jarkoff, a sort of extension of a project Angelo was working on called D-Music. He can tell the secret origin story a little bit better than I can in that I wasn't there for it. They launched it in August 2000, and I joined June 2001. So I missed the very genesis of it, but it certainly tapped a nerve in the cultural zeitgeist. There was a huge amount of demand for it, which was sort of evinced by the fact that it took them, I think Angelo told me once, it took 10 or 11 years until the servers were able to truly catch up with the demand that the internet and the world had for DeviantArt. They were finally able to hook up enough servers, enough computers to actually be able to properly service the demand for it.
Yeah, that's
But the growth. Sorry,
go ahead. No, go ahead.
The growth in those early days was just crazy. It was such exponential growth from, when I joined, you essentially knew the people who were on DeviantArt. DeviantArt was one group of people. There was this personality and that personality, but we all knew each other reasonably well. And that, just exploded in less than 12 months. And then 24 months after, if you're looking at 2003, DeviantArt was home to millions and millions. It had just totally transformed. I think one of my favorite statistics is at one point in 2003 or four, DeviantArt, according to Internet Archive, was something crazy like 14% of the entire internet. Just because when you signed up for a DeviantArt profile, you were given a profile and a gallery and all these different pages. So it just stacked up to be this huge, huge portion of the internet in the early days.
Yeah, and I kind of think it's one of those situations where it's sort of lightning in a bottle. It was the right thing that maybe people didn't even know that they were missing as an artist. And it came along at the right time in terms of right when digital art was really starting to take off in terms of kind of the next artistic evolution of the technology in terms of comic book publishing. And a lot of digital publishers were coming online. And so I think it was just the right thing at the right time, like you said, and it's certainly a great community. But it has sort of evolved over time as digital art has become more the norm, more the rule rather than the exception. A lot of artists work digitally now, even artists that used to work traditionally. And there's various reasons for that. Speed, being able to change things quickly, the ease of travel, a lot of things like that. But from your perspective, being there pretty early days with DeviantArt, how do you think the site has evolved over time since you started with it?
So that's a great question. I mean, obviously, aesthetics and styles have developed a lot over that time. You know, when I started, digital art meant something very specific. You know, there were a few different styles within it, but you were talking about sort of, you know, the dark, grungy photo manipulation type stuff or the 3D abstract. You know, madness. That's what digital art was. And then there was, like you said, you know, other work that was still being created traditionally, like the more graphic stuff, the more comic book stuff. And there was a much sharper delineation between the two. Maybe some of the traditional stuff was being touched up digitally, but it was still considered traditional art. You know, you were using a pen and a pencil. As opposed to digital people who are working, you know, in Photoshop with shapes and photos and, let's be honest, some poor taste in filters. And that, you know, as you say, that's changed a lot over time, where people who were previously 100% traditional are finding their footing using, you know, the Procreates and Wacoms and whatever options there are in the world now to work purely digitally with, you know, still fairly traditional methods. They're still using their hands. It's still manual creation. But as that workflow has changed over time, so has DeviantArt. Like what digital art even means anymore has skewed, and the work that's present on DeviantArt has evolved and matured into this sort of like postmodern amalgam of what it ever was, where the lines are not quite as sharp as they used to be. So in terms of the body of DeviantArt, I would say that's been an interesting thing to observe, evolutionarily speaking.
You know, and it's interesting too. It kind of mirrors society in a way, how technology's become so ubiquitous in our lives and so ingrained that we don't even give it a second thought. And in my opinion, I think it's cool that those lines have blurred, right? Like, people don't necessarily, they're not going to identify themselves as a digital artist, where maybe some people, you know, did in the early days, or even identify the art. Oh, that's digital art. That's digitally painted. No, it's just painted, because like you said, the skill set is the same. The tools you use are different, but the skill set, the level of talent, the amount of time you have to put in to learn it, all that stuff is still really the same.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, look, art is still the same as it ever was. I feel like the access to it is just greater, and the ability to share it is greater in the digital age. But, you know, it still requires the same amount of time, the same amount of dedication to craft, to, you know, go from the beginning to, you know, your evolved end.
Yeah, 100%, 100%, I agree with you. Let's talk about the future of DeviantArt and art. You know, I'm not even going to call it digital art, because it's just the way, it's just, as we said, the natural evolution. Are there things, are there plans, are there hopes or goals that you guys have as a community that you are striving to still continue to evolve and offer more resources and support for members of the community?
Yeah, most definitely. So we have a new version of the website in the works at the moment. DeviantArt hasn't had a large scale redesign or overhaul in, you know, a number of years now. And it truly is a massive product to try to update. We Whereas most sites do one or two things, where they're a text editor or they're a great place to look at images. DeviantArt does a multitude of things, serving a multitude of people, from, you know, visual deviation to literature deviation, to journal posting, to, you know, forums and commenting. There's a watch feed, a home browse feed, all of this sort of stuff. This is like 7 or 8 different products rolled into one gigantic umbrella that we call DeviantArt. Mm-hmm. So updating it is, you know, it's a real undertaking.
Oh, yeah.
But we're, you know, we're nearing the end of nearly a 2-year process now in terms of completing that update, and having the site just look and feel and handle more in line with the 29 expectation of how websites work and feel. And from here, we have like the base layer down. We're ready to start exploring and creating new products to help artists have better lives, creatively, professionally. You know, there's a number of different ways that you can look at how to improve an artist's life. And we're trying to make the experience better from everyone, from novices, by providing you know, a greater focus on education, tutorial based stuff, and, you know, produced content that gives insight into the process of artists you may admire, right through to, you know, providing services for serious hobbyists, to full-on professionals in terms of being able to create secondary income and support themselves, and create additional streams of revenue. So there's a lot of new product that's in place, aside from, like, the entire overhaul of the site, where your work is now, like, displaying in an even more beautiful manner than ever. Your profile is, like, showing up, looking just really sparkling and new. We actually like these new tools that we're going to be building to actually, you know, help people to learn to be better at art, help people to learn to make more money from their art. So it's just broadening the scope of what we're doing, where DeviantArt has always been a wonderful place to learn to be an artist and then to stay on and be an artist and, you know, exchange ideas and work through to, like, having that creative process directly supported through product and content.
Yeah, I think that's a good point to make, because it's one of the things that I've always noticed about DeviantArt. No matter what your kind of your skill level or where you are in your kind of artistic career, there's a lot to be gained from being a member of the community. There are a lot of aspiring creators I know that listen to this podcast, and you can learn a lot as an artist just by going and checking out other people's art. But it sounds like you're going to put in a lot of tools to help people take that next step. As aspiring creators, kind of no matter where they are in their journey, as I said. And it's one of the things that's really cool about where we are with technology in terms of how it helps an artist. It's a lot easier to get noticed these days, I feel like, than it ever has been before, no matter what kind of career path you want to take as an artist, because there really are no excuses for getting your art out there in front of people's eyes. And that's just an advent of the internet. You know, it used to be you had to, like, actually go somewhere and show somebody your art, you know, oftentimes on paper. And now you put it out there in social media, you put it on DeviantArt, and it can hopefully be seen by the people you need to see it. And the cream rises to the top. If you're good, people are going to find you. And there really are no excuses these days. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. Like, there's more forum for expression than there ever has been, and more appetite for the consumption of art than there ever has been. I think the thing that DeviantArt does better than anywhere else is, like, as good a job as we do, I feel, of surfacing artwork and helping people to have their work seen, is we provide, still to this day, like, definitely true when I started, and I think still true now, the best place to get your feet under you as an artist. To meet other creative people who will give you their time, give you their attention, like, talk about your work, give you that sort of feedback. You know, there's a million places you can put work online just to have it seen. But, like, having it seen or getting a comment, like, there's such a world of difference to a new artist. Having someone say, hey, you did a great job here. Just that little bit of encouragement after, like, you know, sharing artwork is quite a like, you're putting yourself in a vulnerable position there. And to have that rewarded and validated with another person saying, you know what, I see this and it's great, well done. Or, you know, ideally, not just that, ideally someone saying, I like this, but why don't you think about doing this, that, the other? Like, that's where that growth really comes from in the early stages of art. And that's the thing that DeviantArt is unique about it. Like, yes, it is a wonderful place to put your work, get that exposure and have it seen, but it's an even better place to get like-minded people to, you know, engage with you on your art. And that's something that's really special and invaluable to the beginning of the process, especially.
Yeah, and I think another thing that DeviantArt does better than everybody is it gives you a chance to sort of establish what your brand is as an artist. And I've talked to several artists about this, actually over a period of years, probably all stemming from a conversation I had with Nicola Scott, who was kind of at that point in her career where some people knew her name, a lot of people knew her work, but not a lot of people knew her face. And she wanted to take that next step. And that started that conversation about, as an artist, you really need to sell yourself, sell your brand, sell who you are, to take that next step and to be able to do the things that you want to do. And I think that's something DeviantArt offers the chance for an artist to do, because again, you build your gallery, you build your following, you have a chance to interact with other fans, and it's really a way to sort of put your stamp on who you are, what your artistic style is. And so is that something that you all are conscious of at DeviantArt, that it's something that's important to help artists build a brand and to give them the tools to do so?
I think you raise an excellent point, and that is a crucial thing to do at a certain point in your career. It's important for people to feel invested in the human being and the artist behind the work, feeling like they, like, when they create that kind of attachment to your work, there's an innate curiosity of the person behind it who's producing it. In terms of us facilitating, you know, the development of that personal brand, it's an option you've always had on DeviantArt. Back to the very early days where we introduced DeviantID as a chance to, you know, put a photograph of yourself online and, you know, really own your profile personally. There's always been the opportunity to build out the human being, including like writing journals, sharing status updates, like sharing things actually from you personally that are separate to your art. Posting has always been a huge part of DeviantArt culture. That said, you know, we still do offer you the ability to browse and interact relatively anonymously or behind a username if that's how you want to do it as well. But certainly for artists looking to take that that next step in their evolution and build their brand out, we have made concerted efforts to you know, facilitate that.
Yeah, and I think it comes back to another point you mentioned earlier about no matter what level you're at, being able to put your art online and getting that constructive criticism. And that goes to really building a community, right? And you talked about how in the early days when you joined DeviantArt, kind of everybody knew everybody because it was so small. It's a lot larger now, but there's still a great community there. And it's like anything in life, you kind of get out of it what you put into it. So if you want to be a member of the community, you want to have constructive criticism and feel like you're sort of in the trenches with your you know, fellow soldiers, so to speak, trying to break into the industry in whichever way, you know, artistic, whether it's storyboards, working on, you know, character design, comics, video games, anything. There really is the opportunity to really get involved in the community of DeviantArt on the site, right?
Absolutely. And as I've been saying, you know, it's probably the greatest thing that is offered by DeviantArt.com is that wonderful community, is that access to, you know, that shared affinity, that like-minded group of people. And another focus of DeviantArt, you know, like you say, when we started out, it was one group of people, and now it's millions upon millions. So that's why we built a groups platform within DeviantArt to try to recreate those early days where you can, like, get together with deviants who share, you know, a specific aspect of affinity, whether it's a style of artwork or a particular theme or topic. So groups are an excellent way to, you know, really get back to that old community vibe where everyone knows your name, you know? And that's an aspect of the platform I'm extremely excited to develop further once the new version is fully rolled out.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because I did mention there are so many different opportunities out there for artists, and, you know, different people have different goals. Maybe they do want to work in character design for film. Maybe some are looking to get into, you know, comic book publishing or publish their own digital work. So groups are the way to really get advice about a lot of the different opportunities that are out there. And maybe there's artists that are joining the DeviantArt community that aren't sure, and they can kind of dip their toe in here or there and maybe find out what opportunities there are, what's their calling, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. And you can, yeah, I mean, there's no need to join just one group either. It could be something, it could be a situation where, yeah, you're extremely interested in character design. You've been doing it for quite a long time, but what you're specifically interested in right now is like perfecting your line work or perfecting, you know, your shading or what have you. And there'll be groups out there that are specifically dedicated to those very specific aspects of character design, where you can go in, share your work, and discuss the, you know, the real intricacies of all these different elements. And that's it. That's for every, like, you know, medium of work, through to top of conversation. If you just want to go and have a very, very in-depth conversation about whatever specific aspect of fandom you're interested in, I guarantee you there's a DeviantArt group that will facilitate conversation about it and artwork about it.
Yeah, and it sounds like you have even more of that sort of thing coming with a new version, so I'm excited to see what that what sort of opportunities that gives people to connect even further.
Yeah, me too. Building groups out is something I'm extremely excited about, giving people more and more tools to create those little communities and to be able to even approach their artwork in a community context in a different way. We've got some really exciting stuff coming.
Yeah, and I mentioned at the top about San Diego Comic-Con, which is coming up in just a few short days here. So I want to talk about your plans for that first. But I do also want to mention for you listeners who maybe aren't aspiring artists, there's no reason you can't go and take advantage of DeviantArt too. It's a great place if you just love to look at artwork. And one of the things that I used early on when I started going to conventions is I would literally go down a list of Artist Alley and then look for that person's name on DeviantArt to see if it was somebody mm-hmm. whose art that I enjoyed. Maybe I wanted to get a sketch or a commission or a print. So it's a great resource as well for those that aren't necessarily artistic, or they, you know, I like myself is a great example. I can draw, but I'm incredibly slow and I never have developed the talent. But I still get a lot of enjoyment out of going to DeviantArt. So we don't want to make it seem like it's just for aspiring artists. It's a great place to go enjoy art and get a chance to interact with artists that you enjoy. And there's been a few artists that I know that have gotten their start on DeviantArt. I wonder, do you have any examples, Justin, in various industries of anybody that you know who've sort of been discovered on the site?
I mean, I guess you could start with me. like I said, I started on the site in 2001, and I went on to have a career as a freelance digital artist right up until last year when I stepped into this role at DeviantArt. But, you know, I was able to take my artistic journey from being someone making poor decisions in Photoshop right through to doing, you know, I've done campaigns for a lot of major brands in the world. You name it, I've worked for them. And it was 100% attributable to finding DeviantArt back in the day. And there's way too many stories. Like, where do you want to start? Do we start with ArtGerm? There's just so many different people you can name who, like, went through this amazing process of starting just with an affinity for art and an enjoyment for creation, and took it all the way through to being some of the most famous, successful young artists producing in the entire world.
Yeah.
I just want to touch back on something you just said about DeviantArt being a great place, not just for artists, because that's such a good point to make, and that it's so welcoming to anyone who's just interested in looking at art. I feel like we do a great job of, as well as serving as a home for people who love curating art. Like, when you find something, you're able to add it to collections and create your own, curated, sections of content where you can explore these, whatever interests you have and, have a record of it, have a collection to show for it. There's so many different approaches you can take to engaging on the side of, you're absolutely right. It's not just creating.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of artists that I've reached out to and got, for commissions, or just let them know that I, you know, I enjoy their work, or, hey, are you going to be doing any conventions anytime soon? You know, just to meet face to face, tell you how much I enjoy your work. So, yeah, really, really great resource in that way. And I'm glad you mentioned Stanley. Most of our listeners will know him as Art Gerb. Yeah, he, you know, one of the most popular cover artists working in comic books these days. And yeah, he was discovered on DeviantArt. So that's a great example. I can't believe that example of anybody who's huge right now slipped my mind. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Well, you know, in exciting news, if any listeners are going to be at Comic-Con, we are doing a panel that Stanley will be appearing on. So you can actually come and hear us have a bit of a chat in a panel called Artist Alley Everywhere, where we're sort of focusing on taking the creative mindset and sort of the business and entrepreneurial mindset that artists bring to Artist Alley, and having that, discussing the way that you can apply that in, you know, everyday life. In understanding the business of art and the challenges that people face in turning a hobby into a career, and a career into a successful career. So I'm really excited to have Stanley there to talk about that, because I feel like he's had a very interesting journey. He's going to be able to give us some great insights into, you know, what that evolution is like, and he's taken it to such incredible heights. So he's got that entire gamut of development covered, right?
Yeah, and he's so open to giving advice, and really wants to help others learn, both in terms, when I say learn, both in terms of learning artistic techniques, learning how to get better as an artist, but also some of the things that you're talking about, and it sounds like you're going to cover on the panel, learning how to take that next step, how to, you know, reach your goals in terms of what you want to do with your art.
Exactly. He's a very, very generous, very giving guy who's, you know, had a long history of donating his time and expertise to DeviantArt and our projects. So this is going to be my first one personally working with him. I'm very excited to meet him. And I'm very excited for other panelists on there as well. We have Luke and Morgan Choice from Velvet Spectrum, who are an amazing husband and wife team creating beautiful campaigns and artwork out of Oregon. And Martin Wong, an incredible photographer who's you know, really big in the cosplay community. So I think that we've got some really interesting, a really diverse panel, creatively speaking, of people who've made careers from the different aspects of art and creativity to talk about. Yeah, but I'm sure that there's going to be way more in common that divides them in terms of the challenges that they've faced along the way, and the important lessons that they had to learn and keep with them as they progressed through their careers. So I'm really excited for that panel.
Yeah, and beyond the panel, what are some of the plans that DeviantArt has for San Diego Comic-Con? You guys have a big booth area, is that right?
No, not a booth this year. What we are doing is we're getting involved with the Comic Creator Connection, the CCC.
Okay.
And we are bringing 10 DeviantArt artists out, because we had a chat with the guys at Comic-Con. We went down to San Diego, had a conversation with them talking about the CCC. And so basically what the CCC is it's a place where writers and artists meet and discuss projects they might be interested in collaborating together. It's like speed dating for creatives, where you're trying to find a match between someone who produces the visuals and someone who produces the words. So what Comic-Con was telling us in producing this event is there's always way more writers than artists. And we were like, well, we got some artists. How about we bring someone down? And so we're bringing 10 extremely talented artists down to San Diego to participate in the CCC this year. And I'm just really excited to see, like, what projects are going to emerge from this. You know, there's a lot of talent going to be in the room this year. I'm hoping that it draws a really great group of writers, and it's just such a fertile ground for creativity to emerge from, you know?
Yeah, and I do want to point out that even though we're just a few days away from San Diego Comic-Con, there's still a chance to sign up for the Creator Connection if you haven't. And there is even some on-site opportunity, but it is just a few days away. I do implore you to go and sign up quickly, because at some point they will cap it. So, but I think it's a great opportunity.
Please get involved.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great opportunity, I was going to say, to learn from some people who maybe are further along in their artistic career than you are. So highly, highly recommend that. And it sounds like Justin and DeviantArt are bringing along some really talented artists, as he said, who can offer constructive advice. And as great as it is, we were talking about being able to be discovered on DeviantArt, there's kind of no replacement for that kind of face-to-face feedback and interaction from people who can tell you where you can improve, what you need to work on, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and especially when forging a creative collaboration that's as in-depth as a graphic novel could be, I think the ability to meet face-to-face and create that connection and bond is really important. I mean, you can execute projects of huge magnitude on the internet without ever meeting the other person, but with something as intimate and personal as graphic novels often are, I think you're absolutely right. Being able to meet the person face-to-face, shake their hand, and, you know, like really agree that this is something you're going to set out and embark on and see through is very important. So I'm really excited to see some of these creative relationships be born. What an amazing thing to be able to witness.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited for you. And I'm hoping to have Justin back on maybe sometime toward the end of the show or maybe a few weeks after the show to kind of hear how it went. I'm very curious to know how successful it was. But I don't want to take up any more of your time. Justin, I really appreciate you coming on. I'll give you the opportunity. Anything else you want to share or plug while you're here? The floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Jace. No, look, I really enjoyed talking to you today. Anyone listening, please just have a look at DeviantArt. Let us know what you think of the new redesign. You know, we're hard at work on it, listening to feedback from our community. And I would love to see anyone listening get involved and start sharing their creativity.
Yeah, so definitely go check out DeviantArt, DeviantArt.com. I'll put a link in the show notes to the site as well. And then is there any other place on social media? I imagine that DeviantArt has an Instagram, a Twitter, that kind of thing, that people can...
Just at DeviantArt everywhere.
Okay, great. So there you go, everybody. I'll put links to Twitter and Instagram as well. So it's real easy. You can go to the show notes, click, and follow. So again, Justin, best of luck at the show. And best of luck with the redesign. I for my day job, I work IT, so I fully understand the pain of. I can't imagine actually. I say I understand, but no way I could possibly understand as big of a site and as you said, many tools rolled into one at DeviantArt. What a massive undertaking! So, best of luck. I know how frustrating technology can be. As much as it makes our lives easier most of the time, man, when it doesn't work, ugh, headaches.
You said it, mate. Thanks very much for having me. It was such a pleasure.
You can find the Comic Source Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting app you prefer. Please tell all your friends about us, subscribe, and rate us. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.